Of course, we will get our handshaking back up and running. Leg two, part two of the Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour. We'll be coming to Stephenville. Those free area jeans and more. We'll be talking about that as we get going. Wrapped up the North Texas Fair and Rodeo up there in Denton. They always do an amazing job. It wasn't blazingly, blisteringly hot this year, so congrats to that. And Dallas Cowboys even won their final preseason game.
Oh, yeah. Bobo in Idaho was giving me a play-by-play update.
Letting you know
as
about
the
it?
Well, as the sports director, I can't keep up with everything all the time.
Right.
So I have a little helper, producer. Thanks, Bobo.
Maybe Bobo could get a deal done with Micah. That would be great. Well, Cowboys kick off here in about 10 days. The season, but what about Heather Lee? Because I missed last week. What'd you do this weekend?
Well, we had a great, fun, super fun show on Friday. We got a little pre-party going. We talked about your jorts quite a bit, quite frankly.
Not alarming at all.
Took the kids out to Splash Kingdom for a last blast of summer, and the kiddos saw a lot of movies. The little one went to The Bad Guys. My daughter went to K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, there
sing-along.
You go.
Was dressed for the occasion. I stayed home and took a nap, but. I think the biggest event in my life right now is not love after lockup. It's life after lockup. Mm. There's a new season, and there's so much Texas. I mean, we are talking Lubbock and Whitney. Now, Kiana and Demondrick are in Lubbock, while JK and Brooke are down in Whitney.
Sure.
Now, JK is mad that Brooke quit her job, but, plot twist, she took 6 pregnancy tests, and only 4 are positive. So I think the moral of the story here is that none of them are going to last 3 years.
Yeah.
And if you need to feel good about your life, just play Will It Float instead.
Okay.
It's got better options. How about you?
Always glad I asked. Well, you know, had to make a funeral trip down there to Houston. So that's why I was out the last part of last week. So, yeah, appreciate all the Hank fans. I sent nice notes and messages and whatnot. But, you know, going to Houston and getting out of Houston is if you know, you know, and happy to be back.
But you made it, yeah.
Over the weekend, the girlfriend's, you know, because she got the new dog. And and now the new dog has a name.
What is it?
It is, and I've never heard this name before.
What is it?
But she maintains, and I looked, it is biblical.
Okay.
And it is it's old school. Beulah. You ever heard of that name before?
No.
Beulah. I've never heard it before. I would spell it for you, but I don't know how to spell it. So that's the new name of the dog. It'll be all right. I can have fun with that.
Do you like the name?
I will annoy her to no end, probably, with, you know, Ferris Bueller references and the like.
Ooh, I like that.
But that's
that.
Okay. We can make it work. That's fine. It's all right. It's a member of the family here. And speaking of names, too, I was asked this again, too. And those that have been asking about the identity and even questioning the authenticity of if there is a...
Do you have a girlfriend?
The KB girlfriend?
The liver queen.
I think we've arranged it that we're going to... On the show tomorrow, we're gonna call her up at her work.
Really?
7:30 tomorrow. So, and you'll find out.
KB needs a girlfriend!
See, they know. Thanks, kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll hear it tomorrow, 7:30. Here on the show. I think it's a good idea.
What could go wrong?